Welcome to Inside Edge with me and my co-host Lakit Piris here on www.goforgold. Remember, your website for all the news you need to know in our sporting world. But today being Sunday, the 16th of November, it's all about cricket because cricket is hitting the headlines. Let's start off with Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka will play their third and the final one-day internationals against Pakistan. Of course, Pakistan have won the series and they richly deserve to do so. But the pertinent point here is, so far Sri Lanka have gone with a 7-4 combination. 7-4 means 7 batters and 4 bowlers, and they have found that this combination is not working out because the 5th bowling option is costing a lot of runs for the team. Now let's see whether Charitha Lanka, the captain, and Sanjaya Surya will try something different today by bringing in the 5th bowler. Well, the series is gone and some of the experts and critics feel, why not experiment? Why not try the 5th bowler by dropping a top order batter, because the top order batting has failed so far. Let's keep our eyes on Rawalpindi. Remember that play gets underway Sri Lanka time at approximately 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now let's go across to Doha, where Sri Lanka, unfortunately, in the T20 Rising Star Asian Championship, lost their game against Afghanistan in a keenly fought contest. Now, winning the toss here again, is the virus striking the Rising Stars as well, because the top order failed. In the power play, Sri Lanka had lost 4 wickets for 39. But thanks to Milan Ratnayake, Captain Dunit Mellalage and Novindu Fernando, they managed to stitch a decent partnership among themselves and get to a defendable total of 170 for 9 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. Afghanistan got off to a very good start, mind you, and I thought for one moment during the game that this game will be over in the 16th over. But VS Kant, the leg spinner, what a player he is, could be the future for Sri Lanka's cricket. Took 3 for 28, brought Sri Lanka right back into the game, and ultimately the game went down to the wire. Afghanistan winning in 19.5 overs with one ball to spare. Afghanistan made 171 for 7 ultimately, thereby winning this game by 3 wickets. Captain Vellalage will be disappointed because he went and made, I think, one big mistake by bowling in the power over. That is, power play overs are 1 to 6, as you know, in the 2020 version. And he was hit for 21 runs in one over, and that made the difference. And also, Isit Vijayasundara, who was very impressive in club cricket, especially Division 1 from Bloomfield, bowled with the new ball, was carted for 40 runs, but he did take one wicket. And Ramesh Mendis also will be disappointed. 2 overs, gave away 14 runs and was not very impressed with the bat as well. Right now then, let's go straight on to India. What's happening in India is amazing because I think the game, the first test, will come to an end today at Eden Gardens. Very low scoring game, in all honesty. South Africa were bowled out for 159 in their first innings. India bowled out for 189, and mind you, such a strong batting lineup bowled out for 189. Well, people will start raising their eyebrows and scratching their heads, isn't it? And South Africa in their second, they say, are 93 for 7 wickets. Definitely India, I think, would wrap the series as expected, because beating India in Indian conditions with their current infrastructure and the standards they have, they are a winning combination, no doubt about it. Well, that's it from me and Lakit Piris this Sunday morning, and I sincerely hope that all of you will have a great day. Remember the two games coming up, the main game coming up, obviously, for Sri Lankan cricket lover, is Sri Lanka versus Pakistan, the third and the final ODI. And of course, in the Rising Star competition in Doha, it's going to be India-Pakistan, scheduled to start at 8 o'clock in the evening. keep you focused with all the results when I join you tomorrow. Thanks for listening from me and Lucky Peris. We wish you all a very pleasant day.